Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it. Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglitz, and I will be your host today. Our brilliant, so wise guest for today is Anvika Waters. She's the founder and director of the Institute of Life Energy Medicine. Originally from San Diego, she received a BA from UCLA and an MFA from the Royal College of Art in London. She completed her homeopathic training in the UK at the School of Homeopathic Medicine, Darlington, North Yorkshire. She qualified with the Society of Homeopaths in 1995, and her membership was active until she moved to the United States in 1998. Anvika is the author of 18 books on healing and homeopathy, which she loves writing about. She is the creator of the homeopathic color and sound remedy, which she feels have an important place in the field of homeopathic medicine. Today, we will be talking about homeopathy and how is this possible to work on people, to heal people through life energy medicine. Help me welcome Anvika. Hello, Anvika.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hola. Nice to listen to your voice. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure always.
So in your words for our listeners, could you please explain to us, what is homeopathy for you?
Well, homeopathy is a complete medicine. That means it works on life from the very beginning of conception and preconception, through pregnancy, through childbirth, through infancy, through toddlerhood, through being a young child, all the way into puberty, adolescence, young adults, middle-aged people, and people on the brink of transition through death. It's a complete medicine. It deals with the physical pathology of the body. It deals with the emotions which get trapped and with our mental attitudes. What makes it, for me, such a remarkable medicine is that it's able to access emotions and belief systems. Most medicine, conventional medicine, which we call allopathic medicine, just briefly touches on the physical body. And it, for people who work in the alternative medicine world, we know that the body is the last thing to heal. The first thing to heal is the mind. And it's rare to have a medicine that can impact us at such a deep level. One of our really great teachers, a man named James Tyler Kent, who lived in the United States in the 1850s, taught in the Midwest, he once wrote that you needed a medicine that could go deep but never touch the will of man. And so this medicine does not go to the will, where conventional medicine, allopathy, will rent the will. It will actually shred the will, because it is so strong, so heroic, as we say in homeopathy, it will take the will down. And what one of the things we see when people are really very ill with chronic disease is they have no will. It's what we're trying to reanimate through our medicines is the ability to regain one's will. And after things like chemotherapy, for instance, or long-term insulin use, or some of the medicines, potassium-based medicines that are used for heart conditions, people have very little will left to fight for their health and their life. So one of the things I truly love and revere about what I call my medicine, homeopathy, medicine of choice, is that it builds immunity, it builds inner strength, it releases suppressed emotion, it clarifies the mind and helps it focus. I hope that helps you. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, definitely.
It's a complete
medicine.
That's the important thing to remember. It's a complete medicine.
So within the field of medicine, which would you say are the principles of homeopathy?
Well, one of the things I love about homeopathic medicine is that it's built upon philosophic principles. I once had a teacher who said to me, you always want a medicine that's built on a philosophy, like Chinese medicine is definitely built on the Taoist philosophy. Homeopathy is built on the principles that like cures like. And it also believes in the minimum dose. We do not overstimulate the vital force or the living force that governs health. We just give a pinch, a little stimulation to the vitality to set itself right. So the minimum dose is very important. Finding the right remedy, this is what we call the similimum in homeopathy, the one that most closely relates to your physical, emotional, and mental symptoms. And we are very patient. That's another thing. We believe in letting the remedy work. We don't douse the body with medicine repeatedly. We let our remedies work by giving what we call the right potency, the right dilution. Homeopathy is a medicine that is made of dilutions of a substance, what I call the quintessential energetic pattern of a substance becomes much more intensified the more dilutions it has. So, for example, you would take, let's talk about coffee. It's always a good example. Let's say somebody comes to you and they're very agitated. They can't turn their mind off. It's hard for them to meditate. They can't sleep well. The mind is always talking to them at night, and their hands sweat, their bowels are loose, they're hyped up. So a good remedy that matches those symptoms is coffea cruda, which is made from one drop of very black coffee. We take that one drop, which we call the mother tincture, and we put that into 10 drops of alcohol, and that's called the 1x potency. 1 because it's the first dilution, and x stands for 10, the decimal 10. We could put it into 100 drops, and that would be a 1c, c standing for centesimal. But in the beginning of potentization, we use the x potency. So then you would take one drop from the 1x and put it in 10 more drops of alcohol. That becomes 2x potency, and on up. Our potencies nowadays are pretty standardized. We do 3x, we do 6x, we do 12c, 30c, 200c, 1m, which is 1,000 dilutions, 10m, 10,000 dilutions, 50m, 50,000 dilutions, on up to about 1,000,000. We don't use those super high ones unless we really know what we're doing. But what you see in the health food stores is usually a 6X or a 30C. And they can shift symptoms by matching those symptoms. The remedy would match the symptoms. So in the case of coffea cruda, let's say the bowels will begin to regulate. They won't be so loose. The sweating will stop. The agitation will stop. The mind will calm itself. And you'll see people have really delicious sleep. They're calmer. They're less in their head, in their mind, and much more present in their experience. It's powerful remedy. And I always like to use the example of coffee when I teach because everybody understands what coffee does. But we use every plant known to mankind. We use every element in the periodic table. We are constantly exploring the natural world and even the unnatural world of man-made substance like neon light, for instance. Anything that is being used in the world, any substance, has an effect on us. We don't realize how much we are at the effect of the electromagnetic field, for instance, petroleum. One of the things they found in Britain was that children who had high incidences of asthma were deeply affected by the petroleum fumes in the air. So petroleum became a remedy in homeopathy that was used to treat asthma worse for being outdoors in the open air, and it had a brilliant effect on curing that condition in children. So we use everything from table salt to what we call the realm of imponderables, sunlight, moonlight, color, sound. That's my specialty, is color and sound. And I've worked with that for going on 25 years now. But I use everything. I study remedies. I have a large pharmacy, a large collection of remedies. And I treat people around the world. I treat people in South Africa, in Switzerland, in New Zealand, in Sweden, in the UK, around North America, Canada. I use Skype. I don't need to touch somebody in order to do healing, but I do need to talk to them and hear their symptoms. So I've developed a unique practice, and it's fascinating to me to see what is common to all of us and what is unique to geographical areas. What is unique in northern Canada, for instance, where they're cold for long periods of time, cold and dark, and they love the color remedies in that part of the world. In Finland, where I've taught a few times up in Finland, they love the color remedies because they're so light deprived for 6 months of the year. Those of us who live in warm climates, I live in Tucson, Arizona, in the desert. I'm picking roses out of my garden. The sun is shining. It's 85 degrees. It's my idea of heaven here to be this warm. We don't need the color remedies quite so much. But we need, for instance, cactus. I'm surrounded by maybe 15 different kinds of cactus in my garden. Cactus is a remedy that works on the heart. It will stop a heart attack. It's got very, very specific symptomology. It has a sense of the heart being encased in a band, a tight band around the chest. When I first moved here from the Pacific coast in California, I started to get funny palpitations. And I remembered about cactus, so I went and cut 10 different cactuses, boiled it up, and made a tincture, which I took for about a week, and all my palpitations went away. I love the natural world, and I'll make a remedy out of anything I see that intrigues me. We have some fascinating remedies made from snake venom, made from spider venom, made from duck poop. I mean, one of the greatest remedies in the entire world today is Osilicosinum, made by boron, which is made from the poop of Barbary ducks. It's the single greatest seller of flu remedy in the world, and it works a treat. It was originally used in the 1930s as an anti-cancer remedy. It heats the body and melts tumors. Listen, you'd take anything if it was going to really help. So homeopathy is a unique medicine with unique pharmacology based upon the world we live in, the natural and the unnatural world we live in. And the really great homeopaths around the world, and there are brilliant, brilliant people working in this field now. They look for what is called strange, rare, and peculiar symptoms in people and in substances. There's a gal down in New Zealand named Deanna Krevelt who was studying the effect of the atomic bomb in Hiroshima. And she found that the khaki persimmon tree was the only tree to survive the atrocious bombing at the end of the Second World War. It was the only tree that stayed alive. So she made a remedy from the khaki persimmon. It's called Diospyros khaki. It can be purchased from Helios Pharmacy in the UK, and it stops the effects of radiation. So when Fukushima went down, and I think you were certainly as affected as we were in California, you're on the Pacific coast, it was a remedy that I gave to hundreds and hundreds of people who were worried about the effects of radiation. That radiation has since spread all over the United States. We're seeing the effects of it on the East Coast and in Canada, on the East Coast of Canada. It's gone worldwide, and radiation and EMF toxicity is a huge problem in health. So I used her remedy, Diospyros khaki, a brilliant remedy and a brilliant woman to have come up with that conclusion. So I'm always looking for new remedies. I'm a product developer myself. My company, Life Energy Medicine, makes a wide variety of remedies for people and for animals. So you can tell I'm impassioned about homeopathy. Once you get me talking, I don't stop.
But it's amazing, you know. You're definitely a wonderful healer, and all of your experience, everything that you've given us on your books to your patients. Also, it's amazing how Mother Earth provides us with all we need to heal. Some listeners were asking me if, you know, which symptoms can be treated with homeopathy, if tumors could be treated with homeopathy. So thanks for such a complete answer.
Well, and you can treat any symptom. You can treat any symptom. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful. The thing is to find out what is the causative factor. I can give you a case that I recently treated over the past 3 years. It's been a phenomenal learning experience for me. A woman came to me with melanoma, which is not an easy cancer to treat. She had it on the lateral side of her left arm. Remember, this is a very sunny climate, and we see a lot of skin cancers here. So this is a young woman, not so young, in her mid-50s, menopausal, very active, very, very physically active, hiked, swam, snorkeled, did yoga, did Pilates, always on the move, always on the move. But she had this melanoma, and she wanted to know if alternatives could treat it. So I started treating the melanoma, and the guidelines were very clear. She had to get out of the sun, and she had to slow down. She worked in speech-language pathology at the local university hospital, and she worked way too hard. She didn't have to work, and I suggested that she retire from work for at least 6 or 7 months in order to rest, because one of the things we know is that the body only heals in rest. People who think they're going to get the medicine and go back and do their 14-hour days will never heal. The body only heals in repose. She fought it, but she eventually slowed down. It was like one of those super tankers that can't stop on a dime. It took her a long time to slow down, but she did. And as she slowed down, she refined her diet. We got her on a very good diet that we use for autism, which makes it much easier for the body to absorb nutrition. And so she followed that. She stayed out of the sun. And the melanoma cleared up in about 14 months, which is pretty good and pretty fast. She went to her doctors, and they all confirmed it. I don't diagnose. Her doctors did all the tests, and they told her she was cancer-free. But about 6 months later, she called, and she said she had Hashimoto's disease, which is a very low-functioning thyroid. She came in, we talked, and I remembered that before she saw me originally for the melanoma, she had been given a radioactive isotope in order to tag where the cancer cells were in her body. Now, I'd never worked with a radioactive isotope. I didn't know if it was possible to even find a remedy made from the radioactive isotope she was given, which was called technetium, which is the most common radioactive isotope used. I found it in the UK from my favorite pharmacy, Helios. They sent it over in everything from 30C to 50,000 dilutions, and we started to give it to her. Some of her suppressed symptoms came up. She had herpes zoster on her mouth. That came up. She had some levels of irritation and confusion came up for short periods of time. But within 6 weeks of taking the radioactive isotope, her thyroid numbers, which had been so low, suddenly started to elevate. And that was without giving her the homeopathic hormone of thyroid or thyroid-stimulating hormone in potency. Just giving her the radioactive isotope brought her numbers to a very high level, which was stunning to me. I had no idea that this could happen. So now she's back to high levels of activity, and she's now working with large groups of people on mindfulness and on teaching them how to find their voice, which is a real step up in terms of her professional evolution. So I'm just thrilled with that case. I'm thrilled that this woman paid attention, that we were able to get the technetium in potency, because how would you make it unless you could? I couldn't make it. But radiation is becoming a big, big problem. I'm seeing it. It's showing up in many of my cases, from hair loss to, you know, exposure to the daylight. It's a big, big issue here where I live in the United States. And I think it's going to become a global issue. So we need to find remedies. I gave her several. Before I gave her the technetium, I gave her several radioactive remedies that prepared her body to take the radioactive isotope. We have them. We're so fortunate that we make remedies out of anything that's being used, and that includes medications. You get people coming to you who are addicted to Ambien for sleep or endless psychological medications that are now becoming designer medications, where they mix two or three of these benzodiazepines together because they don't believe in psychotherapy or treating these depressive, you know, symptoms. And people just become zombies. So you've got to be able to detox the medications that they're given. The antibiotic Cipro, which is a really insidious, nasty little antibiotic that leaves its mark on the body for years and years. That's something, if I know somebody's had it, I will detox it out of their system. It's a very slow process, but it needs to be done. I have young mothers who want to get pregnant again come, and they want, you know, all the antibiotics taken out of their bodies. They want their babies to be born healthy, because we're finding that vaccines and medications are a causative factor in autism. So we can do that. I've treated autism for years and years by leaching the vaccines out of the body, getting them out. That's a process that was developed by a wonderful medical doctor named Tinnis Smits out of Holland. He's since passed away, but he left a great legacy for homeopaths to follow, a very brilliant protocol. And we've helped so many children overcome the problems and the symptoms of autism. And I've seen it right before my very eyes, so it's not to say it can't be done. There's so much that can be done. And I think the hardest symptoms to treat are the mental symptoms. We need clarity of mind. We need affirmative thought. We need reflective practice. We need to find our spiritual connection, and remedies can help. They are not the be-all and end-all. The human will is the be-all and end-all. But the remedies are energy medicine at its very best. And I think we can do wonders. I've seen wonders. I've seen miracles. I've been in practice, professional practice, since 1995, and for 10 years before that, using homeopathy for myself before I became a professional homeopath. I studied in the UK with brilliant teachers, wonderful human beings, who really made sure I crossed my T's and dotted my I's. And I've been in the United States now 18 years, back in the United States after 30 years abroad. And it's slow here. It's not as well received as it was in Britain, where the Queen and the royal family used homeopathy. They were into 5-6 generations of homeopathic care. And it's one of the reasons, if you look at them, whether you believe in the royal family or not, these are pretty healthy specimens of humanity who've only been treated homeopathically. And the Queen just turned 90 last week. This woman is a thoroughbred, and she is a great lover of homeopathy, as is Prince Charles. So these people do a full day's work. You know, they're out there. All you have to do is read the London Times to see what they're doing every day, and they do their job, and they seldom, if ever, get sick. And I attribute that to homeopathy. The Queen Mother lived to be 102. She was the patroness of the Royal Homeopathic Hospitals in London and Scotland. I mean, these were phenomenally healthy people because they had a wonderful medicine supporting them in their job. And you know what I always used to say? If it's good enough for the royal family, it's good enough for you too. So I've been to India. I've seen how it's used there. You know, homeopathy is a worldwide medicine. Any other questions?
Oh, this is so interesting, Ambika. Yes. Is there for you any difference between acute and chronic disease?
Oh, sure. Sure. Acutes are fevers, flus, diarrhea, sore throat, colds, accidents, things that are literally acute. They say childbirth isn't acute, you know, it only happens for a duration of time. Chronic is just that. It's chronic illness. It usually is based in genetic predisposition. That is the belief in homeopathy. You do not get a chronic condition unless you are genetically predisposed to it. So we treat the genetic predisposition, which is really amazing. You know, when you come to think about it, they talk about cancer, but cancer is a genetically predisposed illness, and you want to get that out of the body. So that's one of the things we do, and it's one of the best things I do. I make sure everybody is detoxed of genetic predisposition if they come to me for practice. And that is the beginning of treating chronic illness. You treat the genetic predisposition and you treat the symptoms. You also look at shocks to the body. You know, one of the things I have my patients do is a timeline. So this condition developed 6 years ago. Well, what happened 6 years ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, your father passed away. Were you close to your father? Yes, very close. So this is a loss. Yes, this is a loss. So you treat the emotional underlying condition that allows the body to fall into pathology. You treat the mind, the symptoms of the mind. You treat the suppressed emotions, and you treat the physical conditions. And I am a teacher, and I teach my students, you go to the deepest single place you can find in your clients, because that is where you will find the key to genetic predisposition and to their symptoms of chronic illness. And sometimes the body is so broken down from chronic illness and from surgery and from the heroic doses of medication that are thrust upon it that there's not a lot you can do, but maybe take them up a notch or two in immunity, or certainly take their emotional pain away. Sometimes conditions are just not going to reverse themselves in very broken down people. And you still can treat them. You can still give them palliative care and give them quality of life. Bottom line, it's quality of life, always. So yes, there's a huge condition between acute and chronic. And a good professional homeopath is trained to treat chronic illness. It's not just first aid. But first aid is important. That's where we all started. I certainly started by smashing my finger in a car door, and somebody gave me arnica. And 3 minutes later, I said, what is this? There was no more pain. I'll never forget it. I was in my 20s. That was 50 years ago. And I marvel at that, you know, thank you for that horrible accident that turned me on to homeopathy.
So if homeopathy treats the patient, not the disease, how would you say there's a difference in the treatment of acute and chronic diseases?
Well, acute, you want them over it, and you want them over it quickly. So you tend to douse the body with more medications, up to 5-6 doses, or in really acute cases, every 15 minutes you give a high potency until they're over it. You don't want sore throats lingering in a pregnant woman. You do not want headaches in a high case of high blood pressure. You don't want people, I just don't like seeing people suffer. That's the bottom line. I don't believe in adding to the suffering pool. There's enough suffering without adding more. So I like to see people get over their acutes, get over your headaches, get over, you know how many people lose days of work because of acutes from headaches and sore throats and endless things that can be treated in less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes you can get rid of sore throats with the right remedies. If you need the right remedy, that's where a lot of people get bogged down. Is they, a lot of naturopaths don't like, it's, they don't like having to look for the right remedy. You know, they want the quick fix. So I don't believe in quick fixes, but I can certainly get rid of an acute very quickly. Chronic disease takes a long time to turn around because it's gotten into the physical body and it's become pathological and it's slow. You know, if it took you 20 years to get to the state you're in now, it's going to take you 2 to 3 years to get out of it and get your health back. And that's something you need to tell people. This is an investment in your health, and you need to be compliant, you know. When I say don't drink coffee if you've got a chronic condition, don't drink coffee because it will antidote the remedy. And if you're more attached to coffee than you are to your health, well, that's your problem, not mine. So there's a certain amount of intelligence and compliancy that's required to really move chronic conditions. I've treated heart conditions. I've treated diabetes. I've treated mental illness. I've treated autism. I've, you know, treated so many chronic conditions. And they respond.
So,
you know, if they didn't respond, I wouldn't know the miracle of homeopathy.
I like how you call it the miracle of homeopathy. It's really amazing
it
that we have
it's
this
miraculous
available for us. Yeah.
Yes. It's a wonderful medicine.
We've been telling our listeners about, yes, I really believe that. Actually, mainly because of you, but now I'm studying homeopathy. So I really hope this conversation
yes,
can...
I'm so delighted that you're studying homeopathy. I'm so delighted to hear that. That just was wonderful
it's
news.
It's a mix between you and the universe, you know, everything confabulating for me to understand a little bit more about this. And you know how grateful I am for this.
Well, I remember the very first conversation we had. We spoke, 8 years ago, and I was working in the field of autism almost exclusively and telling you about homeopathy. I remember that.
Yeah, I really remember that. And you know, back then, I really didn't quite believe in homeopathy. I was listening to you, and I was saying, yes, well, you know, maybe it works for her. But now, you know, after all these 8 years and reading your books and listening to you in several interviews here in the radio and following your work in detail, you know. It's as you say, it's a miracle, and it's amazing that there are people like you out there, healers,
well,
that have all this experience and all this wisdom for people who need them. It's a miracle, but it's also amazing people like you who can perform with this miracle, you know? So it's like a big gift for us human beings here.
It's a perfect medicine.
Us about... Yes, it is. I believe that so much. So for our listeners, you've been telling about us about delusions and potencies and, you know, all this homeopathy terminology. Can you please explain for them the doctrine of doses and potentiation in homeopathy in a way that they can understand?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very clearly. What is the question again?
Yes, is this better?
Yes.
Is now better? Okay, great. So,
yes.
For our listeners, we've been talking about delusions and potencies and some more homeopathy terminology. Would you please help us understand the doctrine of doses and potentiations in homeopathy in a way that our listeners can understand so that they can understand its benefits?
Well, I think I explained it with the one drop of coffee. That's a dose. A dose is what you put in your mouth one time. That's not dosage, that's potency. The way we potentize our remedies is just one drop of substance, either triturated, broken down like minerals. Minerals are triturated, which is crushed, or put into solutions of water. There is a wonderful, wonderful scientist who was a member of the French Academy of Science named Benavista. Benavista did research into water, and his conclusion was that water remembered. He was kicked out of the French Academy and unfortunately committed suicide. But he left us with this legacy that water remembers. And homeopaths have known that for a very long time. And we keep our remedies in water, in 80% alcohol, maybe higher, 89% alcohol, 98% alcohol, it's what we call stock, and water. And we can also give our remedies in water. They can be given as drops. They can be given as sips of water. One of the things we do when we do sips of water, which is called the plussing method, developed by Dr. Ramakrishna from India. He is the homeopath to the Prime Minister of India and developed one of the greatest cancer cure treatments known to mankind that I follow. He uses a bottle, just an ordinary pint bottle of water that he adds the remedies to, and he shakes that bottle and has people sip it throughout the day. And every time they drink, they have to shake that bottle, wake up the remedies, and sip a little. At the end of the day, they're left with about a half an inch of water in the bottle, and then they add more water that night. And the next day, they do this thing again and again and again. It's a brilliant method of delivery. You can also put dry pills on the mouth, and they'll let them be dissolved under the tongue. That's a form of delivery. In South Africa, the doctors use shots, actual injections, which I hate needles, so that's not my way. I like it to be easy. And I've seen very sensitive people who can't take remedies. I just give them the remedy in a little plastic envelope and tell them to put it in their bras or on their body. And if you've got really, really sick little babies, you can just take the remedy and put it in a little envelope next and put it in the cot right next to them in the crib. They'll get it. There are people that will get the remedies just simply inhaling from the bottle. You know, we're talking about the realm of energy. It's invisible, but it's palpable. It's something we can feel the effects of. We are at the effect of every plant that grows in our garden. And you'll find that most people live near the substance they need. They just can't quite absorb it. That's one of the interesting things about homeopathy. when I learned that principle, I was living in the north of England. I was living on huge deposits of calcium carbonate, one of the major remedies in homeopathy, calc carb, used for children, used for very basic type. And I guess I had just never really dealt with my early childhood in terms of health issues. And so there I was living on huge deposits of calcium carbonate until finally a homeopath gave me calcium carbonate as a remedy in a 200C potency, one dose, one single dose. And within a few months, I moved away to a different area altogether that was I was living closer to water. So I had more emotional work to do because water does represent the emotions. So it's fascinating what grows in our garden. What do we live over? Where I live now, huge deposits of copper all around me and cactus everywhere. So those are heart remedies. Copper is a wonderful remedy for the heart, and so is cactus. I'm now a senior citizen, and those are things I take from time to time. I take cuprum, which is copper, and I take cactus from time to time. If I get too tired, my heart gets weak. So I use those remedies. I pay attention to what grows in my garden, and I take things like the roses I grow, and I'll make remedies from them. I'm a big one for making a remedy because it's very easy to do.
That's so lovely.
And I teach that.
That's
I teach
so lovely.
That in my school.
Yeah.
We teach people from all over the world now, and it's because we teach homeopathy as an energy medicine. We're not trying to compete with the doctors. We're not trying to compete with allopathic medicine. At least I'm not. I don't need to prove it to anybody. It works. I have thousands of cases that have responded to homeopathic treatment, and it's such a viable medicine. It's gentle, it's safe, it's effective. What more do you want? Conventional medicine has a level of brutality and violence to it. The body doesn't need to be beaten up. It doesn't need to be bruised or abused in order to heal. We have a part of ourselves called the vital force, which Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, wrote about endlessly. The vital force is the living part of us that responds energetically, responds physically, responds emotionally, responds mentally, and responds spiritually to life. So, and it's quick to respond. That's the beauty of homeopathy. It's quick to respond, and you can turn around things with grace and ease, without causing damage, permanent damage in many cases, to the mind. I've seen people so medicated, you wonder if they will ever turn around. You know, it's to me, that's the frightening thing, to see people so overly medicated and susceptible to surgery, susceptible to treatments that are just going to leave them weaker than when they started. This is a medicine that builds immunity. It doesn't decrease immunity. It builds immunity. It builds tissue. It builds fiber. One of the things that I do when I treat pregnant women is every month they're given what's called a cell salt. A cell salt are the inorganic salts that make the fiber of the physical body. They get 3 cell salts every month. And I've had midwives and nurses say to me upon delivery of babies, "What did you give those babies? They are so healthy." You know, I've had them call me and ask me, "What did you do?" I said, "Nothing. I just gave them cell salts, you know, to take 3 cell salts every month." And those babies are just bonny, healthy specimens of humanity, new humanity. So we don't need, I'm not saying we don't need allopathy. I think we need good diagnosticians. And the weak part about homeopathy is that we don't diagnose. We treat the whole person. That's one of your questions I know you were going to ask. We do not treat the condition. We treat the person because every individual is different. For instance, we have We have 250 headache remedies. That's a lot of remedies to be able to differentiate. If I was to ask a group of your listeners, well, where do you get a headache? Behind your nose, in your left eye, over your right ear, in the back of your neck, on the top of your head, in your temples, you would find that people have different places